Little things mean a lot. As we go through our life, sometimes we think it's the big things in life that matter, right? Big events, right? That's what matters. That's what we remember. How do we get to those big things? Little things that add up. Correct. Exactly. Many, many years ago, I used to do financial planning for people, and I used to say, if you put $25 a month away at the age of 25, by the age of 65, you would have $1 million. Wow. If I'd only listened to my own advice. A small amount of money put away, never touched, can add up to a lot of money. And a little bit of money wasted away can lead to poverty, can't it, sometimes, right? It's the little things in life that matter the most as you add up your life. Things accumulate, don't they? And yet we often look at the big things, the big significant things in our life, and those are the memories sometimes that we think about. But those are not the things that are all what cause us to have success or failure in life. It's the little things we neglect. It's the things we don't do on a daily basis, or the things we don't pay attention to that can really be a problem for us, can't they? Okay, you guys already know, so I can end this thing. All right, I guess. Knowing and doing are two different things, though, aren't they? We can have knowledge about something. We can have all kinds of knowledge, but it's the putting into action the knowledge that we have. That's where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, right? So as I preach to you today, I'm going to teach you a principle that can be life-changing. So you don't have to have success in one great big step. It doesn't happen in one giant step. Even though you say, Mother, may I? Yes, you may. One giant step forward, right? We think that life is one big giant step, but it really isn't. It's a bunch of small steps started when? Now. Every time we put off even the smallest thing, the smallest change in our life, the little thing that we decide to do differently beginning today can impact the rest of your life forever, can it? Yes. Do you realize that we have about 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day? Wow. No wonder you're tired at the night, right? You're wearing yourself out with all those thoughts, right? And think about the accumulation of all those thoughts over your lifetime. That's an awful lot of thinking, isn't it? But we know this, that thoughts lead to our feelings. Negative or positive, right? Depending on what you think over here determines what you feel, which then determines what? What you do or don't do, right? So if you're thinking 50 to 70,000 thoughts a day, what should most of those thoughts be? But what are they? Everything in between, right? Everything in between. The problem with most of us is we don't even know what we're thinking most days. Because it's so habitual. We just think the same thing, pretty much repetition over and over and over, and we keep getting the same results. Keep doing what you do, and you keep getting what you get. How many of you want to change your life for the better? All right, the whole room today, awesome. So you have to do what? Change your thinking, which changes your feelings, which changes your choices, your decisions, and your actions. Does it take a great big action or a great big thought? No, it's the little thoughts we have to keep track of, isn't it? The little things in life, the little things. In the Song of Songs this morning, Solomon writes about this, and he was talking about love at the moment, and it's in Song of Songs chapter 2, and it's verse 15, and it says, quick, catch all the little foxes before they ruin the vineyard of your love, for the grapevines are all in blossom. Quick. What does that sound like to you? Fast. Right away. Quick. When you have a negative thought, when should you respond to it? Quickly. Immediately. Before it becomes what? Right? Those thoughts can, you know, they're kind of like a string of pearls sometimes. One adds to the other, adds to the other, adds to the other. Before you know it, right? You got a chain going on in your head. It's not always a good chain either, right? So quick. Catch all the little foxes. This is in reference to the fact that there were grapevines throughout Israel, And for those of us that have plants, right, we can understand this to a certain degree. And foxes would come, and they're little, they're small, they're really sly and deceptive. You know, if you go to try to catch one, they move pretty fast, so you got to be quick on the alert. But they could actually literally come in and wipe out a grapevine in a matter of hours, just like that. Notice it says little foxes. So it's not just one fox, it's many. How big are they? Not very big. Does it take very big things that are negative in our life to cause us to feel down? No, it's the little foxes, right? So we have to catch them quickly before they do what? Destroy the whole crop, the grapevine. Eat all the grapes. Destroy it. And this is in reference to love, too. You want to destroy a relationship, it's the little neglectful things you do not do in your relationship with others. It's the little snippet or little snide remarks you sometimes make, the sarcasm, the little things, the things that you neglect to say or do. Little things can really offend somebody else, can't they? Little things can really slight another person, can't they? Little things that are just off the cuff that you just say out of the top of your head or some other place that might come out. Those little things that you sometimes say. What did I say? That's what I didn't say. Quick, catch that little fox before it gets in your right. It's the little things that sometimes we begin to not do or stop doing or we don't begin to do in terms of giving a compliment. You know, how many times are you thinking about somebody someday of some good thing they did for you, right? And you think, oh, I need to call them and thank them. I gotta text them. And as soon as you pick up your phone, what happens? Google News shows up. Or an email shows up. Or, oh, something from Amazon is going across your page. Or whatever happens, right? How easily, right? That's a fox, isn't it? A distraction in our life. Little things that grab our attention. When you're on your way to go do something good for somebody, the least little things can interfere, can't they? So what must you do at all times? Pay attention. Watch out for the little foxes that try to sneak into your mind, into your life, into your relationship, especially your relationship with God or each other. Pay attention because a little thing, a little slight, a little neglect, a little sarcasm, a little offensive remark, a little whatever, supposedly, you know, joke that you say to somebody else and you watch their face and it doesn't have a smile on it. Grab that fox right away because you might have hurt their feelings. Deal with it right then and there, right? Because otherwise it could destroy. Relationships are destroyed not by great big things. You know, sometimes we hear of relationships that break down, particularly, you know, in couples when, you know, suddenly they're dating somebody else, they're cheating on their spouse. Did it start with that new person in their life? No. What did it start with? Maybe over here a little sense of neglect or needing attention or maybe whatever it is, they're looking at the wrong thing sometimes or thinking what they don't have in that relationship. And boy, that person looks so much better and they sound so much sweeter. And before you know it, the little things about that other person, suddenly what's happening? Destruction of the relationship. Little things matter in all of our lives, but you got to catch it quick. Just like little sins, little white lies, right? Little white lies begin to turn into what? Big white lies. Into big, bad, awful lies. Can't they? Catch it while it's small. And for your dreams and for the things that you want to succeed at, if you're faithful with little, the Bible tells us, you can be faithful with much. If you want to have your life better and grow more, start with the little things. For example, let's say you don't read the entire Bible every day. You don't read 17 chapters in a given day. How many could you read? One verse? Could you start with one small verse in the Bible? Could you? Will you? When? As soon as I stop preaching. Okay, so far... So far, you've got one verse, don't you? Listen, if all you did was apply this one small principle to your life in every aspect of your life, catch all, you can't let one get away, can you? Because one little fox can ruin the whole grapevine, can it? One bad apple spoils the whole, see, you know the cliches, right? One small thing that you do that's positive or negative can impact the entire world. When we look at all the debris and all the litter that's and all the plastic that's in our oceans right now, how did that all get accumulated? One small bottle, right? Look at the mess. You can see it how one little thing does add up over time. But that also works in reverse. One good thing you do can add up over time too, right? I was looking at, I'm a numbers person sometimes, and I was looking at our 25 years are coming up in December. 25 years. And I tried to say, well, gee, how much time really is that? Well, it was 13,140,000 minutes. 13,140,000 minutes. Wonder we're worn out. Now, the question always is this. What do we do with the 1 minute? The 1 minute when a phone rang and someone needed help. In that one split second sometimes, what did we do with that one split second when someone was in need? We responded, right? Quickly, right? When someone needed to hear God's message of love, when we heard that cry from somebody outside of these walls, what did we respond with? Instant action, right? Right? Yes. That's a lot of time, isn't it? And when you think about time, it's like it goes that fast, correct? I mean, the sermon's not even, 5 minutes long, right? I mean, it's barely happening. And so... For some of you, it seems like a split second. For other you, for you, it's like, this is never going to end. I don't know how many minutes I preach, but maybe somebody would keep count some days. But some sermons were longer and shorter than others. But some things needed to be said so that people could receive it. But I want to give you a quick lesson today. Take this one message. Catch all the negative things in your life instantaneously. Stop it at the beginning. And it won't fester. It won't get worse. When you have a problem with somebody else, what are you to do? Wait about 6 years when you feel comfortable. And you're kind of forced face-to-face with them in Walmart, and you have no choice. You can't hide like you did as a kid inside of the clothing. You got to face them. No, that's not when we do it, right? You go to the person when? See, the thing about us humans is that one of the little foxes we have is procrastination, isn't it? Tomorrow. Tomorrow is the best day of the week, is it not? How many of you just love tomorrow? I love tomorrow. Tomorrow I go on a diet. Tomorrow I start exercising. Tomorrow I forgive. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. There's an awesome song, and lately I've been home a lot with Becky, and as we talk, songs come in my head. I don't know why, but maybe I'm just like trying to get my mind on other things. But there's a song that says, tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow. Today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. But if you keep waiting for tomorrow to live your life, will tomorrow be here for all of us? Don't know. We don't know how many minutes any one of us have, do we? So what are you going to do with the minutes that you're in here right now? Make the most of them. Make the most of them. And when something negative comes in your way and tries to take and steal your joy, especially, those little foxes, they try to come and destroy and rob and stop you from moving forward and being a happy person and enjoying your life. Is there not enough negativity to go around the world today? It could probably go around the world about 100 times, can it? Seems like, right? Negativity. One little small negative thought can just create more and more and more and more and more. That's where disease comes from. Dis-ease. But it all begins where? In our minds. Our minds. So quick, catch all the little foxes before they come in and destroy your grapevine, and then the neighbor's grapevine, and the neighbor after that, and the neighbor after that. If we're not paying attention to the little things in our lives, before you know it, you wake up one day and go, what happened? It was the little foxes. Pay attention to what you're thinking. Pay attention to what you're doing with your life. Every little thing you do, every choice you make, makes a big difference when? Now and much later, right? The story of Daniel this morning, I wanted to show you an example of how little things become big things and great big things for you. In the book of Daniel, chapter 6, is a story about Daniel. And in it, there was the king of Medes actually decided to stop people from praying. That's just a long, short and long of the whole scriptures. And so Daniel, who was a man of God, who was basically in captivity, but he was away from Israel. But what he would do, even though he was threatened by being thrown into the lion's den, you know that story? That's what this story is about. He was threatened. Anybody who decided to defy the king would then be thrown into the lion's den. So Daniel prayed 3 times a day. But because the king told him you can't pray 3 times a day, Daniel did what? Prayed anyway. Just a little thing. 3 simple prayers a day. He defied the king. And it says in one of the verses here, I'm going to drop down to 6, verse 10. It says, but when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with his windows open toward Jerusalem. He was always praying for Jerusalem. His windows were open. So when he prayed, do you think it was like one of those little silent, our Father who art in heaven, God, please hear my prayer. He was really out loud, wasn't he? I'm not going to shout because I don't want you to have to run out of the room today. I'm taking care of a little matter right there. He prayed as usual, loud, boisterous, speaking out, crying out to God, asking God to help people. He did it 3 times a day, and he did it as usual. Think about it. In your daily walk today, how many times do you pray? Sometimes incessantly, right? Sometimes you forget to pray. Sometimes only at grace. Imagine if you were told you could not pray. I don't know about you, but can't get in my mind, can they? And I don't know about you, but I probably might be like a little bit of a Daniel kind of person, ever so slightly. Going to do it anyway, right? It's a small thing, isn't it, when you think about it, right? But it had a big consequence for Daniel, didn't it? Guess what happened to Daniel because he did those 3 small prayers in that day? He ends up where? The lion's den. Oh, uh-oh. Now he's in the lion's den. He's had a bad consequence for doing something good. Sometimes we feel like you do something good and there's a bad consequence as a result of it. Because the enemy wants, one of those negative thoughts wants to creep in your head and make you think not to do the good thing you want to do. He ends up in the lion's den. What is he looking at when he's in the lion's den? What, lions? You're thinking, I mean, imagine you're in the lion's den. He's seen people be killed by lions in the past, right? He's in there with the lions. What's his mind on? Oh, kitty, kitty, kitty. Nice kitty. Nice kitty. I got too much garlic on my skin. You don't want me. What do you think Daniel was doing? Praying. He turned away from the lions. See, you got to stop looking at the lions in your life once in a while, don't you? And look towards God. a little thing by just turning your head and turning your focus and turning your attention to God can turn you away from the things that scare you, can't they? And what happens to those lions? They don't eat Daniel, do they? How did that happen? Oh, the God of Daniel stopped and shut the mouths of the lions, didn't God? Right? Daniel did a little thing by having faith in God so much that he still prayed in spite of, as usual, regardless of what somebody was trying to stop him from doing and being. When you have a dream and when you have a passion and when you have a cause and when you have a purpose, nothing's going to stop you if you continue on that small step forward towards the end of that purpose to happen. It propels you forward. How many steps at a time? One small step. Three prayers a day, simple, small thing that Daniel did, right? Something positive turned into what? Him having the faith to be able to be in the lion's den and not be afraid of the lions. Trusting in God so much, a little bit of faith over here as he was screaming out that window. He was believing in God. That made his faith so much greater. And I have a feeling that those lions felt that. Because animals can feel fear, can't they? People can feel fear, can't they? And who do we have to fear? No one and nothing, right? But it begins by small steps. A little bit of faith, the size of a mustard seed, can grow into an awesome, beautiful tree, can't it? Little step at a time, little growth at a time. How many of you are moving forward? How many steps have you taken in your life? I didn't count those. I mean, maybe your watch will let you know. 9,722. Every little step you take, every little step, it doesn't have to be huge. The first time you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and say, God, I want what you have and who you are. I know that I made little and big mistakes in my life, and I need your forgiveness. All it takes is one small word to God. Please forgive me. Well, maybe there's three. But the forgiveness was already there, wasn't it? Yes. So I look at life as this, for you and us and all the other people that are listening. Each and every day, do some little thing to improve your life. One little thing. Or take away one little thing that you currently do that is detracting from your life. It doesn't have to be huge. You don't have to move all the way across the country to change. You can just move out of your chair and step up and go help somebody. Right? You can pick up the telephone and give somebody some good words, some encouragement, some prayers. You can do something that you carry around with you every moment of every day. You could be wherever you are, and wherever you are, there you go, and you can reach out and touch somebody else with one of the things you carry around with you every single day. What is it? What is that little thing that you can carry around and give to somebody else every moment of every day? A smile. Do you know you always have one? Do you know it? And you know who you ought to smile at every single morning? Yourself in the mirror. You should. It's a good thing. And I know some of you are going to look at some of the little things about you that you don't like, right? Where did that gray hair come from? That one, what's it doing here? That wrinkle. Oh, man.
That's better. Okay, everybody. I feel great now.
You know, if you don't think that little things don't matter, try sleeping with a mosquito at night. That one little string that's on somebody's blouse or shirt, right? Just pull it. Just pull. Let me pull that one little string. Let me tell you about your one little flaw that you have. Quick, it's a little fox. Right? Think about. Yeah. All right. Throughout Scripture, there's example after example after example of people that started small and became great, and some that started small and fell way down. Judas comes to mind. It only began by him stealing a little bit of money, and then he sold his soul for 30 pieces of silver. See how it started small? Great things and terrible things start small. Pay attention to those things. Listen, you're going to think 1,440 minutes a day, 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts in a day. That's a lot, is it not? Start small. Catch those little things in your life that need to go. Or that you need to add. Add a smile to the people in your life. Find something good to point out about someone else, even if it's small. Even if you say, wow, I see a string on your blouse, but I'm not going to pull it because I don't want to ruin your whole blouse. And I could tell you what I really think of you, but I'm not going to ruin your whole day. Right? Let's each think all the time of the small things we can do as a church family together and you can do in your own personal life. Find one little thing beginning today that you're going to start to do differently. Pick one small thing today that you're going to stop doing. Are you with me on this, church? Because I can be here for a lot longer. I got a lot more thoughts in here. Trust me, I got about 20,000 left for the rest of the day. Might as well put them on you. Quick, catch all the little foxes before they ruin your life. Amen? Amen.